Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is DJ Carmi of KPTR Party Train Radio, and you are tuned in to KPTR, The Truth Behind the Music. And today we have with us national recording artist, Reverend Frank Bostic. And Reverend Bostic, we appreciate you so much for coming on the show today. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing well, and I thank you for allowing me to come on your show.
You're quite welcome. And just to give everyone some background on you, first of all, you are from and you're living in right now Buffalo, New York, right?
Correct, correct. Born a native of Buffalo, New York, and I actually been here all my life, with the exception of going to school and traveling, but Buffalo is my home.
Awesome. So where did you go to school?
I actually went in the 87 University of Tennessee, and then I transferred Southwest Baptist University in Bolivar, Missouri. I was on basketball scholarship at the time.
Oh, really? So you was a b-ball player.
Oh, yeah, I tried. I gave it my best.
Okay, so let's give him some background on you. We want to go all the way back now. First, I want to ask you, which I'm pretty sure you were, was it a family thing? I mean, did you start out in the church singing?
Oh, my God, y'all going to be shocked. No, I did not grow up in church. Church was not a thing for me. I grew up in the Fruit Belt area is what is called of Buffalo, New York, which was heavily populated with someone called gang life. I'm a street kid who got in some trouble, and man, my life got turned around right around 1994. And, you know, I had some problems just like many people, you know. And I'm trying to be kind of what I say. I'm trying to be cautious what I say, but I was a street kid. I got in trouble. I sold drugs, sold dope, fought. Anything you can imagine, I pretty much did it. But in 1992, my world came crashing from a lifestyle to prison. And so I had to spend some time in Lewisburg, United States Penitentiary. And so, you know, my testimony is real. It's not TV. It's actually what happened. It's probably the thing that we see and watch on TV, but I actually lived it. But I got saved, and man, when that happened, my whole life was turned around.
Wow, you know, Reverend Bostic, that's very inspiring, because a lot of people would look, like to speculate like I did and say, okay, because most of the singers that I know, especially the legends, you know, they started out as a little three-year-old singing in church. So your story is totally different. And I really like the fact that you spilled it, because a lot of people, you know, are probably going through some rough times. You know, it lets them know that, you know, it's never too late.
It's never too late. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So life's what happened? Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I mean, I was just saying, sometimes the burdens of life and troubles, you need to find something. You tried everything and tried everybody, but when I came to the church and when I found Jesus, because I found him, he already knew where I was. Man, like I said, it was a total turnaround.
Okay, I want to get personal, but without going too far. The day that you made that decision, when you decided, you know, to say, okay, I'm going to turn around, what was going on that particular day? You don't have to go back before then.
Okay, that particular day, I was crying. My face was full of tears. I sat there. I was used to a lifestyle that I knew I couldn't go back to. My friends, were gone because the money was dwindling away at the time. It wasn't totally gone, but it was hurtful to see that, you know, you find out, you always, and we hear this all the time, you find out who your true friends are in adversity. And so that's what happened. And that day, I just prayed. I just said, Lord, if you're who they say you are, come see about me with tears in my eyes. And if you're a God, if there is a God, would you help me, please? I surrendered with no traditional church understanding, but a natural understanding that I can't keep going this direction. I'm going to either wind up dead or in jail for the rest of my life. When I played in the streets, I played hard. So if that says anything, I wasn't a follower, I was a leader, but I knew something inside said, this is not going to work out like I think. You don't retire from that lifestyle. And I wanted to wipe my face from the tears and be known for something else and not for being in the street, not just for basketball, but I want to be known for helping somebody other than myself.
Awesome. And so you're one of the ones that made it out. So after you did, you know, say that prayer and talk to God, tell me about your transition. What did you do next? Did you meet someone to help you, you know, help kind of carry you
through?
My
God.
I want to know. Go ahead.
The answer is yes. When I came home from the penitentiary, there was an old preacher, my pastor at the time, Dr. Robert E. Baines Sr., took me under his wing. And here's what's extraordinary about it. He didn't take me under his wings as a church kid or a church person. I guess I was about 25, 26 years old at that time. And he didn't take me under as this church and try to push the Bible down my throat. Here's what he did. He lived it. And me being in his presence, I caught fire. And catching fire as I became curious about why he was praying and why he was visiting people and why he was always talking about Jesus and talking about God, my curiosity led me even more to want to know who Jesus was. So Rev. Baines was very influential in my transition.
That is wonderful. So when did you feel the desire to start singing? I know you did after. I mean, I don't know if you were like into music before or not, before your transition.
It's funny. as a kid, and here's what's funny about it all, as a young youth, really a little kid, five, six, 7 years old, there was not songs that I did not know. I loved R&B music. R&B is, I loved it. I loved the inspirational part of R&B music.
Yeah.
And when I say inspirational, those love songs, those songs about God, but not churchy, those songs about the reality of life. And so I would imitate. I never called myself a singer. I would imitate, you know, the OJs, the Commodores. So we're going back. The Skylights, the Twins, what was the group, the Spinners, Rock Steady, the Whispers, you know. So I would imitate every song that they would sing. And then I heard this old R&B fella, I think you talked to him a week ago, Glenn Jones. And then I heard his song, and I started singing every song he had. And every time I would hear it, and I just would sing. But it was a way to get girls. It wasn't about wanting to be a singer. It was a way to try to get close to women. You know,
yeah.
So I enjoyed that. I enjoyed that. So that's really how it come about. It wasn't anything other than You know, I love music. But I think now I love music, but I want to sing to him who brought me out. And so, and I want to do it in a way that's maybe a little different from all the other artists, like this mainstream R&B style, because I love R&B, but I wanted to change who I was singing to and about.
I totally understand. So that's good to know. We know that you enjoyed music as a kid. So you already had that talent before you started singing to God. So I want to ask you, what was it like when you finally started singing, your first time singing in church? What was that like for you?
The first time I sung in church, I heard my pastor singing a song saying, "I need thee." And I was just sitting up there, and I started singing, "I need thee," every hour, every minute, every second of the day. When I joined, he put me in the choir, which was kind of new for me because, you know, I had never been a part of a church. And the first song I sung in the choir was a song by John P. Key. And John P. Key, and it almost slips me, but John P. Key had this song, "All of God's children just stand." And that's what I started singing. "Till somebody say you stand." And that was the first song, and I loved it. And I've been around church music ever since. And again, that was like right around 94, 95.
Right. So what was it like, you know, or how was it when your family found out that you had made this transition?
The transition from church or music?
The transition from the street life to church and
to
then,
church.
Of course,
the music. Everybody was shocked. People didn't believe it. Especially my friends really didn't believe it. My family, I had always been good spirited, but my family noticed that I was serious about going to church. I was serious about reading his Bible. And then when this music part came, let me give thanks, of course, to Prince Levy and Glenn Jones, Miss Mary Ann, Miss T, and Michelle Brown, because when the music part came, it was those guys who encouraged me to go ahead and do it, try it. And I'm the type of person is I don't like to sit around wondering if I can do something. I'll just try it, you know. And that transition, that audience of my family and my friends was supportive, very supportive. You know, they were very supportive.
And that's awesome.
And my church family is very supportive.
And that is awesome. And I bet you probably encouraged a lot of people to change too, just by them knowing you and what you went through.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, Reverend Bostic, halftime is already here.
All right.
So what we're going to do right now, guys, make sure you don't go anywhere. We're going to be playing Reverend Frank Bostic's single. This is called "Keep Jesus First." So make sure you guys enjoy this tune and make sure you don't go anywhere, because when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about what he's doing now and what advice he has to offer to up-and-coming artists and gospel artists.
Woke up this morning, everything is fine. Didn't have a worry, Jesus was on my mind. Troubles all behind me, life is going well. One thing I don't want to do is to live without him. The Lord
is so sweet.
One thing I know that I press to seek. I know.
Song. I enjoyed that. We are now back with Reverend Frank Bostic. We do always appreciate, you know, when you guys come on the show. And so right now we want to talk about what you're doing now, present.
Okay.
I know that I've seen that you are an instructor and a dean. Can you tell us more about that?
I am part of a body of organization called the National Baptist Convention USA Incorporated, and that's the Department of the Congress of Christian Education, where I am the chief of staff for the dean's office. I am a certified dean trained by the Baptist Convention, of course. I also have some educational background. I did go back to school during all this transitioning. And then also in New York here, I'm what is called the General Recording Secretary for the New York State Baptist Convention, as we actually call it, the Empire Baptist Convention. So I stay close to what my calling is, and my calling is to preach and minister. So when people ask me, I often have to tell them I'm a preacher who sings and not a singer who preaches. I actually believe that there is a God. I actually believe that the Lord is real and that he is good. So I believe that. Not only am I doing that, but locally, I'm the second vice president of our conference, and I'm the treasurer of our association in our region. Secularly, I sit on the board of the National Black Leadership Commission on Health. We're the only organization of its kind. We're in 27 different cities across America where we advocate for black health. And so, you know, just busy. I am busy. And then in the studio and then trying to finish songs on top of that too that we want to release. So that's what I'm currently doing.
Great. So you are really busy, man.
But let me say this. Our pastor, I guess the greatest church on this side of heaven, and that's the Pilgrim
Congratulations.
Baptist Church. Yeah. I've been doing that now for 9 years. This is going in, we're 9 years. Next year will be 10 years. So
okay.
I've been doing that a while.
That is great. And so now that you are, you publish your music and singing, will you be, I know that you, you know, probably do your songs in church when you're having services. Will this something, hopefully, if the COVID thing, if we can get a hold of it, something that you're going to be touring doing or?
Well, let me say this. I don't think, I haven't sung any of my songs in church.
Really?
I haven't sung any songs in my church services. Right now here in New York, because of the COVID-19, our church service is being virtual. So, you know, we have almost 1,000 members, and so I haven't gotten the chance to see them, and I miss them. But they watch virtually. So on Sundays, everything is recorded live. I don't do pre-recordings. Sometimes I guess I should, but I don't. We record live, and that's my way of getting to them. But we do plan on traveling and doing the shows live. I got to thank Talent Room Entertainment and the job that they have put together and the things they've done for me and working around my schedule to make things happen. So Prince and Miss Marianne and Miss T from KBS Entertainment, they have just put things together to kind of allow me to flow without the stress of me not doing what my calling is, and that is preaching and teaching.
Yeah, and it's great. There are some great people. And Prince is, he's a really, really good at what he does. Also, right now, I guess I know that you're not really doing a lot of going out anywhere because of COVID, but if they need to reach you for anything, even some of the things that you said that you are right now running, how could they do that? How could they get in touch with you?
Well, they can reach me quite a few ways. If they go online to, RevFrankBostic.com, they can go online and leave a message. They can go to Talent Room or Talent Room, TalentRoomEntertainment.com. They can reach me there. They can call me at 716-854-4880, or they can call Talent Room Entertainment at 404-287-2388. I mean, and that's the best way to reach me.
All right.
And of course,
and
they can go to the church
ahead.
Website. And I'm saying, of course, they can go to church website, Pilgrim Baptist, PilgrimBaptistBUFLO.org. And that's just PilgrimBaptistBuffalo.org. And they'll reach me. And I'm pretty good. Right now, it's been kind of overwhelming. I usually get back to people.
All right. Thank you so much for giving that information to the people that's tuning in right now. And last but not least, we always ask anyone that we interview, is there any advice that you could give to up-and-coming, you know, mainstream artists or up-and-coming gospel artists right now?
There sure is. If there's anybody who has aspirations of becoming part of the music industry, professionally, is I always say, no matter what you do, no matter what you're singing, I don't care what it is, keep Jesus first. Pray about it, meditate about it, ask him, and I always say he will reveal to you. If you tell him that's the desires of your heart, he'll make ways. And it's not to say you won't have some pitfalls. You're going to have some pitfalls. But if God surrounds you with a great team of people, people who are good friends but yet inspired and motivated by God to see you do well, surround yourself with great people with talents that can help you enhance your talents, that can help you get places and get indoors that you couldn't do by yourself. But my number one is always keeping Jesus first.
That's right, and that should be number one. And I'm glad you mentioned that at the end. You got to keep that positive vibe around you because people don't understand that your circle means everything. You know, if you got to be around people that's always negative, then you're going to fall right into it because it's contagious.
And let me say this. Put people around you have your best interests because you can have people around you who they're your friends, but they can't do what you need them to do.
That's right.
People around you that have some talents that can get you places.
Right. Thank you so much for that. Is there any other information that you want to put out there before we end the interview?
Yeah, you know, they make me do this part right here. So we want everybody, if you would, if you please would, and let me say this, if they can go to Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, Tidal, Deezer, Amazon Music, Amazon Prime, on any of those music search engines and just download the song. And let me add this. I like to run this youth program, and so when they download that song, you're not just supporting some artists who are trying to get rich. Let me say this. The Lord has taken great care of me, but I want to be able to open a door for others, and this is, you know, you have to have finance in the United States of America. They would do that. If they would support the song, I'm able to support some young troubled youth to keep them from going in ways they shouldn't go. So, you know, other than that, God bless and thank you so much.
And we thank you, too, for all that you do. And we're going to go ahead and end the interview, and we want to thank everybody that took the time out of their day to tune in.
Yeah.
We will be
tell
sharing
them, don't
this.
Don't forget to vote, Carmi. Please tell them.
Don't forget to vote.
This is a
very important election. I'm glad you said that. Y'all go vote ASAP.
Some of the preachers said, don't forget to go vote. We have watched the debate, and I don't need to say no more than that. Don't forget to vote.
I know that's right.
Well,
we thank you so much. Say that again.
In our presidential elections. I want them to know what to vote for.
Yeah, we wanted to make sure that they heard that clearly. That's why I asked you to say it again. All right, Reverend Bostic. Once again, we thank you for coming on the show, and you have a blessed week. And maybe, like I tell them all, you know, we will be kind of watching and staying in contact, you know, for whenever you drop your new song, you know, if you need any help as far as you know, the social media blast, we got you.
Yeah, well, hopefully we'll be coming to Jacksonville. I got a couple friends there where I preach at their churches.
Okay.
And hopefully this will let up and we'll be back in Jacksonville.
That'd be awesome. You know, we pray that thing hurry up and end.
Let me give two quick shout-outs to Gene Diamond and Brian Campbell, those are my fellas there. pastors there. Yeah, Abyssinian and Macedonia Baptist Church. Thank them so much.
Awesome. We thank you again, and we're going to go ahead and end the interview. Guys, thank you for being tuned in to KPTR, The Truth Behind the Music, with Reverend Frank Bostic, and we are out. Have a good one.
Thank you. God bless.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.